And if you were doing some carpentry, you would take a nail and a
hammer.
And then you would say, I took the hammer and I
hit the nail on the head.
What's another word for I hit the nail? I did what to the nail? It's the same thing you do to a car. What do you do to a car?
Drive the nail.
Okay, so I took it and I
drove the nail in.
And the nail has to be
driven in.
Okay, excuse the verb. The
That's all right.
Every few pages. The part of the top of the house is called outside.
The roof.
Yeah, and along the edge of the roof, the little things that
gutters.
Yes, that get full of leaves don't do you any good at all. And if you had a house and an L coming together, what do you call that place where they come together? I can't describe it because I don't have.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't know if I can think of the name either.
The usual term for it, if you have a name for it, is valley.
Well, I've heard that term so little, really, that
Really don't have a term for it?
Mm-mm.
I don't have a term for that. And what would you call a little building outside for storing wood?
Oh, smokehouse.
Because
you used your smokehouse, of course, to also store meats, you know, that you killed on it. Now, we had, this may straight, we had a little tin house in our backyard.
Made of tin,
corrugated tin, that we stored coal and wood in until we got gas in there.
Okay, how about a place for storing tools?
Tool house.
Would you
tool shed.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you used the word shed.
Tool shed.
This is a bunch of grammatical stuff that I'd rather skip, but I'd better go ahead and try to get through it. If I had troubles and I was telling you about my troubles and you were sick and tired of hearing me, I was complaining about my throat condition, and you might say, well, my troubles too. I blank my troubles too.
I have my troubles too.
Good. And I might ask, did you that noise?
Did you hear that noise?
And you would say, yes, I
heard.
But, and I have, many times before I have
heard that noise.
And if I ask you if you know a person, you would say, no, I don't know him, but
I've known of him.
Not using the form of here, I don't.
Oh, I've heard of him.
And if a friend came back to town and you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you would reply, no, I
haven't seen him yet.
And has your daughter seen him? No, she
hasn't seen him either.
Okay. And you don't smoke cigars, but he
does.
Okay. And on the other hand, if he didn't smoke cigars, you'd say no, he
doesn't smoke cigars.
And if you're not certain about something, you'd say, I'm not
sure.
All right, we'll forego that one. Let's see, the big building behind the house where they store hay and tools and things.
Barn.
Okay. And a building for corn, or part of a building, or a place in the barn to store it.
Now, this, there again, my mind is failing me. Corn.
Some people say bin. The usual word is crib.
That's what I was trying to say, corn crib.
Okay.